Ocasio-Cortez will be interesting. Ocasio-Cortez.
Corte.
She will...
Hey, I'm Jennifer Lopez.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of League Pass and Chill. I'm Olga Nulich. I write about basketball for foxsports.com.au. I am joined by Guardian Natalovic. He also writes about basketball for foxsports.com.au, as well as Ted Smith, who makes videos for our website.
Hooey.
Now,
we also do other things.
We do.
Yeah.
But like primarily I write about basketball. But that's a lot of what Guardian does.
I just meant like outside of work, we do stuff as well.
Oh, no, like also like yeah. I like parks and
you like baking. You make cookies for everyone.
Do you
today?
Actually like parks?
I mean, I like.
I like parks. I don't go to them.
Oh no, I like the sight of parks. I do like baking. I make cookies for everyone today.
Yeah.
How many Great. Basketball articles would I have to write for you to be able to say we all write about basketball? Because that
if you wrote two a week,
weekly. I mean, I thought maybe three I'd be good for a lifetime.
I mean, you could just write a basketball article, not necessarily for Fox Sports, and then you could just say that we all write about basketball.
Okay, that's a bit of a tell. He's predicting it won't be good enough quality to make a website.
That's not what
you
I meant.
You can just do your own.
I like that because we're the gateway.
Yeah.
Like he would have to go through us to do that anyway. We're just preempting you, just not writing well.
Actually, Ted did write a story.
I apologize for that.
Ted did write a story for Fox Sports Australia when he was down in Russia for the World Cup.
Yeah.
It was great.
Thanks, down man. In Russia.
I don't know geography.
Earth's round.
Exactly.
Is it? We're not going to go into that.
The
first thing we're talking about is Kyrie. So this is kind of perfect. Because there's been some drama. Not just with Kyrie. There's been drama with Blake Griffin as well. We're going to get to that a little bit later. And then later on, we're going to go through who we think should be the All-Star starters.
Everybody.
Because that's, okay, not everybody. Five in each conference, Ted. You're going to have to change that list. So that's becoming a topic. We've had a few rounds of the fan votes come in. That'll be announced in like 11 days, 11 or 12 days. So that's going to be at the forefront of the conversation.
That's snuck up.
Yeah.
It's announced on the 24th for people that are listening on different days.
24th in America?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so the 25th in our country.
Fine.
We are from Australia.
Sure.
Hello. But first, the drama with Kyrie.
Yes.
So it's seemed as though the drama within the Celtics has been creeping up on us over the past few days. And it looked like it really came into fruition more publicly than we've seen before today when Gordon Hayward inbounded the ball to Jason Tatum pretty early in, you know, his 5-second inbounds. Jason Tatum missed what would have been the game-tying jumper. Orlando Magic got the win over the Celtics. Kyrie Irving's not happy.
Mm.
Drama.
Yeah, it's kind of like Kyrie does this thing where he left the Cavs because he wanted to be a leader, and then he just doesn't act like a leader at all. And it's like, okay, sure, you might be upset because you wanted the ball. We don't exactly know whether he thought he was getting it from the outset because there's that footage of him kind of complaining to Brad Stevens out of the huddle.
It looked like he didn't know either what they were running or didn't agree with what they were running.
But either way, you get a second-year star in Jason Tatum taking and missing the bucket to tie
tough
the
shot.
Game. It's a tough shot. And instead of Kyrie Irving being a leader and being like, all right, it's a regular season game against the Orlando Magic, this isn't going to make or break their season. Instead of going up to Jason Tatum and being like, good shot, you'll get it next time sort of thing.
Yep.
He chucks a hissy fit, attacks a struggling star in Gordon Hayward. That doesn't help things either. And then storms down the tunnel. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
There's been things like this all the way through his career. Think back 21st got selected for the American national team. I'm pretty sure it was because he put out the threat that he was considering playing for Australia, being born in Australia. So he forced America's hand to pick him because that's what he wanted. He likes getting what he wants. And I don't think it was just the fact that they missed the shot and Kyrie didn't get the opportunity. He looked really like dumb being at half court when all the action was happening. It was a bad look as well.
Mm.
Like your star player being so far away from the action, looking like he has no idea what's going on. I think there were a few things that made him react like that. But to add to what Guardy was saying, I reckon he's just hasn't really matured as a person. Like, he just carries on a bit.
Like, he – so when the play happened, when the shot went up, Kyrie's body language was really down, as almost as though he couldn't care less if the shot went in.
Yeah.
Which is not ideal for someone who claims to be a leader, who obviously left Cleveland because he wanted to be the man on a team.
Yeah.
After the game, he said, and I'm going to quote this, he said, "The young guys don't know what it takes to be a championship-level team. What it takes every day, and if they think it's hard now, what do they think it will be like when they're trying to get to the finals?"
Yeah, I'd ask him how well he's gone without LeBron.
Yep.
And you have a look at Ben Simmons. When he has a quiet game and they win, he'll point out that the win is the most important thing. I've heard him say it a million times. You have a look at Jokic, who I think has got a double-double without points this year.
He's had more than one, yeah.
The best players, in terms of the players you want at your franchise, are guys that don't care about this stuff because it's not a big deal. It's an 82-game season. And Orlando also have the wood over the Celtics at the moment. They've beaten them 4 of the last 5 times they've played. So you should be used to it.
The other thing you got to, like, you can kind of understand like a number one option on a team wanting to get the last shot. Like, you do understand that point of view. But at the same time, like, there's a couple ways you can look at it. Did Brad Stevens want Jason Tatum to have that kind of game experience so that going into the finals, like, obviously Kyrie is going to be your go-to option for a go-ahead bucket in the clutch. He's proven himself plenty of times in the past that he's that kind of guy. So why not let Jason Tatum take a meaningless jumper in the grand scheme of things? Exactly. Yeah. It's like, when you look back at this at the end of the season, no one's going to be like, wow, that was really important. But his reaction, the negative stuff that's coming out of it, that is really important. That's way more important. And whatever, if he had been positive at the end of the game, what that impact might have had on Tatum going forward versus what it's going to have now.
Yeah, I just don't understand getting angry at someone like Gordon Hayward, who's obviously struggled mentally throughout the season as well.
Yeah.
He should still be wrapped in cotton wool, emotionally and physically.
Right, but it's just like, does Kyrie Irving think that Gordon Hayward was like, oh no, I'm going to give it to Jason Tatum now. Yeah. It wasn't like a malicious thing to get at Kyrie. Yeah. No, he made a play that he thought was the right play. And if he made a mistake, he made a mistake, but it's not.
It's the end of the game. Fatigue is a thing and it hinders your decision making. You can't sleep on that either. And to play devil's advocate to what you're saying, maybe Hayward's realised what we're talking about here, and there are a bunch of young guys in the NBA that are actually better leaders than Kyrie Irving. Like Tatum.
I think there's a way to look at it going like, he shouldn't have snapped at Hayward. But I personally think the bigger impact is on the likes of Tatum and the other young guys going like, all right, well, he doesn't trust us. Like,
yeah.
Like think of like Steph Curry if one of the young guys took a shot. You'd never see him snap like that.
No,
because it's like, okay, I'm like very aware of who I am. I'm confident in myself. You took a shot in the regular season to try it. Like he didn't make Gordon Hayward pass him the ball. Once he had the ball, he had to take the shot. Like, the fact that Kyrie explodes at Hayward, it's just a really bad look.
Yeah. And also, did we mention that Morris and Brown went at it earlier this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like not good.
So that's the thing. If in a vacuum, this is it's not nothing, but
It's not a singular, you're right. But the thing that I find interesting is that they did it out in public. That's a sign of immaturity as well, because these things happen all the time. You just wait till you get in the locker room, you know, when people can't see you.
That's almost like a sign that this is something that's been brewing or has been going on behind the scenes for some time, I guess. Because you wouldn't just blow up in public out of nowhere.
Draymond and KD five weeks ago, they got over that. So
also, I don't know if it's necessary to bring it up, but I would say I don't want to be that guy, but Brad Stevens is a very young head coach and he hasn't had much experience with superstars in the sense that the Celtics team that he had coached up to be an East contender was a bunch of role players kind of all coming together to make a really good team. So Kyrie Irving is that first kind of like straight out and out superstar. And
he's over it.
I guess you're trying to figure out now whether Brad Stevens can kind of bring together a locker room that is looking pretty, I don't know, tetchy right now.
It's looking shaky.
Yeah.
And Kyrie mentioned that too. He mentioned there are expectations now, which the team has never dealt with. But again,
they were everyone's pick at the start of the year to at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and many picked them to make it all the way to the finals.
A lot of, I think most people would have had Warriors Celtics at the finals.
It's not looking so certain now.
No, right now the Celtics are the fifth seed in the East. They're 25-17. They're not looking amazing.
Also, can Kyrie even get off his high horse? He just really hasn't been that good this year. He's averaging 22 points a game.
What a loser.
I don't know.
Like, I get his team is stacked, but, and also, I also understand that it's warranted, I guess, because he's a champion and he played a big role in that.
Yeah.
But he's yet to prove that he can lead the team.
He's proven that he's proven that he can't.
Yeah. I back that.
Like, if it's a long season, they spend so much time with each other. Can you imagine traveling around the country multiple times with someone you don't like?
I think you travel across the country. Is that what you... I'm kidding. No.
No.
Kyrie. But yeah, nice. I got you.
Nice. I was like, did I do geography? but yeah, like, if it'd test you. And
especially with that team. Jaylen Brown's a character. Marcus Smart is a character. Marcus Morris Sr. is a character.
Yeah, but they're how can I put it? Like, level-headed and aggressive a bit, where Kyrie's a bit of a baby. Like, they're different kinds of... Like, someone like Marcus Smart doesn't seem like he'd suffer someone that was whinging and carrying on.
Yeah. Kyrie's an interesting character, just in general.
Yeah.
Speaking of immature, what is everyone's take on what Blake Griffin did?
Love it. Definitely meant it. Come on.
Oh, he definitely meant it. If you didn't see it, he was warming up like you do before a game. At the Clippers, his former team, the team that told him they'd retire his jersey, the team he thought he'd be with for his entire career, in the city that he obviously wants to live in because he wants a career in entertainment after the NBA and during and while he's in the NBA as well. And then he got traded to Detroit.
The land of opportunity.
Oh.
His first game back in LA against the Clippers, Steve Ballmer, the owner of the Clippers, went to go shake his hand, and Blake Griffin had a little beeline. Sprinted to the locker room.
Yeah, he exploded.
He just sprinted to the locker room. And he obviously didn't acknowledge the extended hand of Steve Ballmer, who wanted to shake Blake Griffin's hand. After the game, Blake Griffin said that it's bullshit that this is the narrative that's being put out there. Our argument would be...
Run away from your old owner then.
Yeah, like as fast. In, it's not bullshit. It's just a legitimate thing that we're just pointing out some reality that's happened.
Well, I think his excuse works on the thing that he's trying to say that he runs into the tunnel after every game,
which isn't untrue.
But it's also like, yeah, but you also chose to do that instead of first shaking Steve Ballmer's hand.
You're like, still, yeah, you're still also human. Saw a billionaire with his hand extended, and you look at it and think, nah.
I've got to do my running thing.
Yeah, like I back it. Just own it if you did it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to run away from someone with an extended hand.
Even if it was someone...
But I don't care that he did.
They lied to him.
There are people who I don't get along with, even like in the industry. Yeah. But if I see that person at a basketball game or anywhere and he or she extends a hand, I will shake the person's hand and say, oh, Happy New Year. Like,
yeah.
You are quite fake, aren't you?
I am only fake.
Unraveling.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't hate it. I also, the one thing I did love was the footage kind of showed Blake going in, and then they showed the aftermath of like Steve Ballmer being like a really annoyed billionaire, and he was like walking down the tunnel really angry, like someone just said no to me. Like I feel like that's the first time in years it's happened.
How can I get money to fix this problem?
he's the most eccentric owner of any team. And I there's no doubt he'd storm back to that locker room just like, he didn't shake my hand.
He definitely complained to like some like yes man about it for like 20 minutes after. Like, I was right? Like you should have done it.
Yeah.
And interestingly, Blake Griffin dropped 44 points in a win against the Clippers.
Yeah, he backed it.
That's fun.
Yeah, 100%.
And there was nearly a fight at the end.
Shit. If Blake Griffin had gone up for that dunk, so there was like only a couple seconds left. The game was over.
5-point game.
Yeah, Blake rebounds it and goes full court. Looks like he's about to like dunk it. Patrick Beverley's like trailing him, like gathers up. Like Beverley basically sprints to the point where he's right behind Griffin, who then turns away from the bucket and they have words. If Blake Griffin had gone up for that dunk, all hell would have broken
loose. It would have been
like nuts.
Mayhem.
I'm pretty sure Beverley would have like tried to take his legs out like midair.
I would have been so happy. But seriously, though, that was a big win for the Pistons. They were 2-8 over their last 10 before that game. Now they're still in touch with the playoff positions, sitting in ninth.
Just half a game behind the Hornets, who are in eighth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That Griffin revenge game.
Do we think that, just a real quick sidebar, do we think the Pistons could make, let's say they make the playoffs, could they make any noise just if that front court plays to its potential or the best it can?
You don't think
a Griffin Drummond, if you get, like, obviously that's not going to happen, but like 40 and 20 out of one of them and then a solid game out of the other, let's say you get some shooters who shoot it okay.
I think what hurts them is that they can't do a surprise attack, no matter, even if they limp into the playoffs. Mm. Whoever they play will be like, we have to come correct because we're playing Blake Griffin and Drummond backing him up. So they can't sneak under the radar and use that to their advantage. So the fact that teams like the Raptors or the Bucks will prepare for them appropriately, like, which is, you know, that's they should be commended for that. Like, they're going to force a good series if they do make it. You'd assume Blake Griffin is a very good player.
And Andre Drummond is one of the more underrated players in the league, I think.
If you just look at numbers, Drummond's really good.
Oh, crazy good.
I just don't think they get good enough play out of their backcourt. Reggie Jackson's not having a great season. So I think they're a bit too top-heavy there with.
And it's sad because they need too many things. Like, if like what are the Pistons need to make them good? It's like heaps. You know, some teams it's like, oh, if they get a two guard, they're ready. Like,
nah,
Pistons.
Nah,
like,
they're a couple pieces off.
First thing, move out of Detroit. they just build a new arena, right?
Little Caesars.
It'd be good for the Pistons to make the playoffs this year because they've moved to the center of the city. They've got a new arena. They need to get some fans in there. That's why they bought Blake Griffin. They're obviously not trying to tank. So get it done.
True. Now, speaking of big men, and I'm continually surprised at my own ability to segue, and I'm just going to shout out. I'm just going to do my own horn here.
Nice.
Speaking of big men.
Can you not?
I'm only going to. DeMarcus Cousins.
We
have an idea of when he's returning. Not just an idea. We know exactly when he's returning.
Mm.
So his debut for the Warriors will be January 18 in the US, or January 19 here in Australia against the Clippers. There's been like rivalry or just some sort of, it's been exciting matchups between those teams, notwithstanding the DeMarcus return. But that's an away game in Los Angeles. This is what we all expected, yeah? That his return was going to come sooner than later. And by sooner, that's 6 days away. Less than a week away, DeMarcus Cousins will play for the Warriors.
Look, I don't know if he'd be returning this quickly if the Warriors were like had five losses on the season or something like that. Because I feel like
you don't think
like,
so.
Nah, it's fair.
I think he's probably healthy.
Warriors are 28-14. You don't think? You say if they had 35 wins?
Yeah, if they were comfortably atop. I like as well. Steve Kerr said when he comes in, he's starting sort of thing. I don't know if that all happens if they're like flying this year, but it is going
to
be.
Why would you commit to that?
Kevon Looney's not going to be like, what?
Yeah, but like it's an Achilles, it's a big man.
Nah, but it doesn't mean he's going to play starter minutes. He'll probably still be limited minutes, but he'll play without starting unit, which kind of makes sense. You want to get him used to it all. It is very exciting though. Like,
yeah, it is. Good timing.
We've speculated on what that's going to look like. And coming up against the Clippers and then the Lakers game, which is 3 days later.
And if LeBron's back for that as well.
And I think he might be because they're going to do, I think they've got like a new update, the Lakers on the 16th, which I think might be 17th with all the Australian changes.
Yes.
So hopefully he's back. I don't know if he will want to return for that one though. I feel like if they get blown out, he'd rather be like, oh yeah, I wasn't in for that. That's why.
I hope he is just because I'm going to be there.
I hope he isn't.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
What a dickhead. Ouch. You are. And I'm also going to do my horn again because I said that the Warriors were going to go on a little run before they got DeMarcus.
Oh, brave.
Back.
You're so bold.
Okay.
Really it's bold not take.
Best team ever.
They're on a three-game winning streak. They've picked up some big wins. Klay Thompson's playing really well. Can you shut up? I picked...
Yeah, they win against the Bulls the other day. It was really unexpected.
Okay, let's move
no
on.
No one saw that one.
No, let's finish, Oaks. Come on, mate.
No, I don't want to do this with Gotti here.
Keep talking.
Can we replace Gotti with anything?
Klay Thompson, how many points you get?
He had 30 against the Bulls in their last game.
Okay. The one where he only had four dribbles.
Was that 44?
Yeah.
And with only four dribbles?
It's classic Klay, isn't it? It's what he does.
It's perfect. Yeah. Especially considering James Harden.
43 points.
Okay. Or four dribbles. That's
the obvious contrast is James Harden, who dribbles the ball like 20 times in every possession.
Yeah.
Clay doesn't excite me too much, but I'd rather watch him play than James Harden. That's just my personal opinion. Yeah. But yeah, he's really turned the corner. Last three games, 30, 43, and 20. Shooting at a decent clip too.
Too late for All-Star, you'd have to think, though.
Coach's pick, I think he'll get in.
You reckon?
Yeah.
He's been pretty bang average.
They still want to win. Despite what everyone says in the media, the team still want to win, which means you pick the greatest heat check player of all time.
That's true.
I don't know if he gets in this year.
If I was a coach, I would pick him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's been one of the better guards in the West this year, though. So it's a pretty stacked West, you got to remember.
Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit more later on. And we're actually going to start now with the fan votes.
Yeah.
So we've gotten two updates of this.
Yep.
Over the past 2 weeks. The latest still has LeBron as the top vote getter, just under 2.8 million votes.
Sorry, I was going to cut you off there.
Go ahead.
You're ready.
I think I heard in the office, do you have a vote? For All-Star? A media vote?
Yeah, I do.
Guys, let me just fill you in on the size of Ogun's head.
Wow.
Ever since he got the email.
The imagination of one person is only so strong.
My lord, this man is proud of himself for his little
vote. And so you should be.
And right? You should be. It is a very cool thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. But also, welcome to Australia. We're going to cut you down.
So, yes, I was fortunate to have been given a vote on the media ballot for the All-Star starters.
Ooh.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So,
guys, just to let you know, he did vote for Thonmaker as a starter.
Thonmaker as a starter. Jerome Randall threw him in there. Not in the NBA, but he's in there. He's my man.
He's true blue.
Andrew Gaze as coach.
Andrew Gaze as head coach. Yep. I went crazy.
Mm.
I figured I might not get this again.
That's what you did. Are you going to keep your vote secret?
So we will reveal who we think our starters should be. I haven't decided completely. I have a gist of where I'm going. But I'm technically not allowed to say my vote publicly until...
Too important.
Me and Gary pulling faces at each other. People.
It's the rule.
I'm not allowed to reveal mine either. I promised a friend I wouldn't say.
The NBA won't let me.
That's what they told me, that I can't...
Sorry, Roger.
I can't release the vote until the actual vote comes out.
Sorry, Roger.
Sorry, NBA.
You know who doesn't need your vote? Luka Doncic.
I mean, he might.
Really? He's killing it.
2.2.
Okay, so here's what. So we've got the fan votes in front of us.
Yeah.
It's LeBron leads it all, just under 2.8 million. Then next up is Giannis in the Eastern Conference front court. He's just under 2.7 million. And then you've got some interesting things all across the board. Kyrie's just got under 2.4 million. Over in the West, Steph Curry has just under 2.1 million. Now, we thought what we would do before we reveal who we think our starters should be, we thought we'd have a look at these fan votes and point out who we think is getting, a pleasantly surprising amount of votes. And then we can point out the person or people who were angry that it, not angry, we're angry, upset that they're getting a lot of votes that perhaps are not warranted.
Oh, I'm going to fire up.
Yeah. So, Gutty.
Yeah.
Out of these votees, who's the person who... That's a word.
Yeah. Sounds funny, but...
Thanks. Who's the person you're pleasantly surprised has gotten a lot of votes?
Okay, well, the way I see it is, as we know, these fan votes can get pretty stupid. Lots of players that probably shouldn't be there are there.
Zaza? Not this year, but...
Yeah. So I'm going to take a look at two players that both shouldn't be there, but one that I'm kind of excited is there. Jeremy Lin. Because he's eighth on the guards in the Eastern Conference with a little over 200,000 votes. Now, Jeremy Lin does not belong on this top 10 list.
No.
However.
And Gardy keep voting, we'll make it.
What I'm saying is just Jeremy Lin is a above average basketball player. I'm going to keep saying it. I know it's not a hot take.
Preach.
But I just want him to get a better opportunity. And so when he plays for the Atlanta Hawks, he plays really well and he makes them a better team.
Which
so
is pointless.
Please trade him away so he can actually be an all-star, because I'm ready for Linsanity 2.0.
So
I think Detroit needs a bit of...
Oh, Hell yeah.
That's true. Uplift.
Hell
he
yeah.
start for Detroit?
Yeah, well, I mean, the way Reggie Jackson is playing right now, I would start like
be
a,
their third or fourth best
like
player.
A broom over him.
So, like you said, he's got over 200,000 votes.
Yep.
Do you think that is that not as many as you'd think from a person?
None of them are from America.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Presumably, he'd have a lot from Taiwan and then a lot of Asia.
Yeah.
It seems like 200,000 seems like not that much for an Asian person. Right?
I don't know about the Wi-Fi speeds in Taiwan and other countries. Cambodia, for example.
It's probably better than Australia, to be fair.
As in, but I'm thinking more like China, yeah. The Philippines.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Like 200, I don't know. China's internet, are they connected to us?
I mean,
I don't know.
I assume that the internet is the internet. I know they're not allowed to access
science.
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't know, they can still search
Jeremy Lin's name on Google and vote.
I feel like it's
just a Google vote.
I feel like the NBA is now at a point though where like probably most Asian fans would rather see LeBron than Jeremy Lin. Like it's like I get yeah. it.
I like that.
Maybe
like
we're
that.
Not giving the Asian fans enough credit.
They actually appreciate
basketball.
Yeah.
No.
But no, I apologize. I am
Asia.
No,
like I'm an example. Like I vote for Jeremy Lin, so I'm Asian.
That was just what I wanted you to say. I don't want to keep saying it. I feel like you should.
Yeah, he'd be my pick for someone I'm happy to see there.
On the
opposite end of things, someone that like I don't think belongs nearly as high up as he is, and it's not necessarily because I don't rate him as a basketball player, but Jason Tatum is number four in the Eastern Conference front court, so he's only behind Giannis, Kawhi, and Joel Embiid. So he's currently above Jimmy Butler, Blake Griffin, Vince Carter should not be there, Gordon Hayward, Siakam,
Gordon Hayward should not be there,
no, and Horford. In terms of what he's produced, like, yeah, he's fine for a second year star, but like 600,000 votes.
Yeah, that sucks.
On a Celtics team that hasn't been good enough, in my opinion, like they've been below average. So him being that high up, like granted, he's quite far behind Giannis, Kawhi, and Joel. So he's not going to like earn a starting spot from the votes. But it all counts at the end of the day, and I don't think he's been anywhere near.
It's a lot of votes for a dude who's been underwhelmed.
It's clear that the Celtics fans have gone mad because see Kyrie's got more votes than Steph, which is tough because Golden State fans and Steph Curry fans are pretty rabid. You got Tatum, Horford, and Hayward all in the top 10 in the Eastern Conference.
Stitch up. I mean, look, in terms of each team's ceiling coming into the season, who's the most disappointing from when you look at where they're at right now?
Yeah.
It's the Celtics.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got all these players in here that it suggests they're not the most disappointing team in the NBA.
I feel like we underestimate the market that the Celtics are. Like, firstly, just Boston as a city. And then just the Celtics as a franchise.
They're
historically,
the Dallas of the NBA.
Right, historically and globally.
Yeah.
I feel like we underestimate that.
Okay, but...
It doesn't mean that any of this is warranted, but
Al
I feel
Horford,
like that's an explanation.
200,000 people thought, Al Horford's an all-star.
No, you know those are the guys on the like advanced analytics page that are like...
Look at his warp, though.
Oh, my God, his warp.
His win share plus minus.
Oh, my God. His replacement. His replacement plus minus.
I do like that Simmons has more votes than Tatum.
So
do I. And also interesting that Donovan Mitchell is nowhere to be seen.
He's on that sophomore schneid.
Granted, the floor of the Western Conference guards is higher than every other position in conference, which is fun. If I may, the person I'm pleasantly surprised to see.
No, Ted, can you go?
Ted, you go.
Okay. Just being served. Are you my new boss?
I like how the assumption was
Oakley
I
was never the boss.
Boss.
Please, no.
Okay.
Just because you got a vote.
Mine's boring, but I'm pleasantly surprised by Paul George's position. So I thought, you know, he's the type of player, small market, doesn't have much panache. Is that right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean,
he's not flashy. He doesn't jump off the page when you think NBA elite like draw cards.
Mm.
But, you know, the vote suggests that the people are appreciating what he's doing.
So he's just under 1.9 million.
In third on that Western Conference front court.
Yeah, I like that. He's smashing Westbrook by a couple of hundred thousand.
He should be as well.
Yeah, But like Westbrook is that draw card.
Right.
Yeah. Right. He's the one that you think gets automatic votes, like a million every year. Westbrook is going to be Dwayne Wade and Derrick Rose in 5 or 6 years, the player that gets in because of his name.
Right. Mm.
Where Paul George, I think, has earned his votes this year.
You could argue that Westbrook is doing that right now.
Yeah, his numbers.
I mean, Westbrook, as bad as his shooting, he's
still averaging a triple-double.
I
know.
But no, it is impressive just because people would see, and I think I'd still regard the Thunder as Russell Westbrook's team. I think it's slowly shifting, and thankfully, and you know, for the Thunder, thankfully.
Yeah.
Paul George is becoming the face, but Russ is still the face, and he's 400,000 votes below Paul George.
Mm. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think that's NBA fans picking up what George has done this year and appreciating what he does on both ends as well.
For people that aren't OKC fans and aren't Westbrook fans, it's a lot easier to like Paul George too as well.
True.
And Chris Paul, he's just limped in, but he should limp out. he's hardly played, and when he plays, it's like I know you are Chris Paul, but also you're not Chris Paul.
Mm.
That's true. So he's just over 300,000 votes. He's the 10th. And guard and in the West?
On Gordon Hayward, it's very hard to be a sympathetic white male these days. So I think he's got a lot of – it's easy to feel sorry for him. We all saw his ankle. And I'd like to think that there's just been a huge wave of votes over the last 2 weeks when he's actually lifted his form. But it just looks like all those heaps savvy Celtics fans have put him in there because he wears a green jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about you, Olgs? Now you can go.
You'll allow it?
Thank you, sir.
You can go. Guardy said you can go, Alvin.
I got you. Right now?
Wait, just hold off a little bit. All right, now.
Okay. I'm pleasantly surprised by Steven Adams.
Yeah.
Who...
Oh, flesh and chops.
Okay.
Just a good dude. He's a giant good dude.
He really is. Every time there's a fight that involves his team, he just gets in the middle and just acts as a barrier.
And everyone's like, yep, fair.
Yep. They're just like,
he seems to have super strength.
He really does.
Like, he handles big men and they don't, like, they can't move once he's touched them.
No, but he's also just like a lovely dude, it seems. Just like a fun goofball. Like, he's cool. But he's got over 1 million votes, which for a center, a post-up center in a small market who's from New Zealand, that's really impressive and something that I don't think anyone could have ever imagined.
Do you think it's his like character, the strength of his character, just building and more and more fans each year becoming aware of who he is?
I think so. And I also think we're underestimating the market that Oklahoma City is as well.
Yeah.
Because there's clearly a following there.
There's not a lot going on.
Right. As in, what do you have to do in Oklahoma City?
Can you imagine how many votes he would have gotten if Westbrook didn't steal his rebounds?
Yeah. I mean, look, Steven Adams is one of the best centers in the NBA, just as far as just his...
Guardy hates Westbrook so much.
It's true, though. He'd be averaging like 15 rebounds.
It's almost like an anti-Westbrook vibe in here.
That's what it is.
I hate Westbrook.
Wasn't your New Year's resolution to start enjoying Westbrook more?
Yeah. People have stopped going to the gym. I've stopped liking Westbrook.
Wow. Again.
Fail.
So yeah, Steven Adams, over 1 million votes for someone that is him.
Mm.
I think that's impressive, and I think it's pretty warranted too. It's because he's not a sexy player. He's just this banger.
I know this is a tough question, but anyone that's not in this top 20, do you think that could sneak in? I got there.
That could.
Into the fan votes?
That could
into
start?
The fan votes, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
any shock omissions, that's a better way to put it.
I guess there's no shock omissions because anyone that sneaks into the fan votes is still going to really struggle to get into the actual All-Star game.
Yeah, but I'm saying when you look at the amount of people that shouldn't be there, that means someone else should, right?
Yeah. I suppose. That's true.
Like, when you look at the number of them, D. Rose, Hayward, Horford, Tatum should be there, but not on that number. Lonzo Ball.
Yeah.
So Lonzo Ball's here because he's got the Lakers and...
I know why, but that doesn't mean I have to like it.
Right.
I like it. Love you, Lonzo. I guess you can maybe have a look at Jamal Murray or...
CJ McCollum.
Yeah. Look
at maybe Lou Williams, Tobias Harris, that kind of crew, I guess.
Yeah, Montrezl Harrell could be in there.
Can you stop?
No, but honestly... Okay, but DeMarcus Cousins is 10th and he hasn't played any basketball.
Okay, yeah. I'll get some quickly the people who I don't think should be
sure
at all. And I have two, and they're both number two as the guards in their respective conferences, which is Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Having just under 2 million votes.
That's a glitch.
Like, dude, I understand the dude has a shoe and his shoe is sometimes nice. But he's also not an all-star. And can we stop this, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also, we'd have to mention it. But you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Like, while his shoes are nice, he sometimes is not.
There we go.
Yeah.
Unlike Stephen Adams.
Who is always nice.
Now, I swear to God, if something comes out about Stephen Adams, I'm going to be so mad at both of you guys.
We will delete this episode forever.
And then in the East, Dwayne Wade is the second guard.
Mm.
So if it was
what are
just,
we doing here?
If it was just the fan vote, Dwayne Wade would be a starter.
It's so gross.
So he has just under 1.2 million.
You know what they suggest to me? That we shouldn't get a fan vote.
Just as in like that's... This makes NBA fans look stupid.
You know what? I actually have an answer for you, for someone who missed out. I wouldn't have hated it if De'Aaron Fox or Buddy Hield was in the top 10.
Oh, that's a good
one
of these. I'm stealing that. Fox.
Sure.
I like it.
I mean,
I'll say Fox too.
It tastes better than my answer.
What's your answer? Fox?
I'm asking now questions here, mate.
Yeah, no, that would... Or even Mike Conley. Where is Mike Conley?
See, it was a good question.
Or Marcus Gasol. That's a good question.
There are some weird markets in the West. Mm-hmm. Like dudes are just playing well, but again, not really in a sexy manner. So people don't have...
LaMarcus Aldridge?
LaMarcus Aldridge just dropped 56 points.
Where you at, boy?
Like he's not here.
Yeah. No, that... Yeah, no,
that is
plenty.
That is an anomaly, though. Aldridge dropping...
Yeah, but he's still, I mean, he's doing a whole lot
of
better.
He's a weapon
than
on one of the best teams of 2019.
I mean, like, DeMar DeRozan's in there, which, fine, but...
But he's pretty low as well.
Right. I guess you can say, like, you know, that's just the way the Spurs play. They're just a team. Yeah, I know.
It's not hard. Look at the ladder, then look at the best players on the teams up the top.
Yeah, Pascal Siakam is interesting, too, the fact that he's up there. I think he's had a really good season and probably warrants 200...
Up there's misleading.
Oh, as in he's on there.
Yeah, that's better. Thanks.
I mean, also, actually, another one, a guy that's not on a great team, but is averaging 20 and 12 and 3 assists is Nikola Vucevic, who is just the most underrated dude that no one talks about. He puts up monstrous numbers.
Like, literally, like the same or similar numbers to Jokic.
Yeah. he's less cool European white dude.
Correct. He doesn't make, like, the fancy passes that Jokic does.
Yeah.
Now, that's the fan vote taken care of. Now on to our votes, who we think should be the starters in the Eastern and Western Conference, respectively.
Yes.
Gary, what is your Western Conference starters?
All right. Starting point guard, Stephen Curry. He's been pretty ridiculous this year.
Yep.
Big Steph fan. I'm not going to go too far into this. James Harden, not the most fun bloke, but... putting up big numbers deserves it.
I have to pick him.
And then you go...
You're really just playing down James Harden, just like...
Yeah, exactly.
James Harden, goes out there, does his best, but you know what? I'll put him in there.
Yep.
Like, okay.
Just the hard
foul
work.
Boy.
foul boy. Yes. LeBron, just because LeBron needs to start every All-Star game he retires. Actually, I don't know about that. We'll see how he keeps up. But yeah, he's been very good this year. Obviously, the injury kind of, I guess... There's a bit of a question mark over whether he starts, but I think he deserves it. Paul George, a person we discussed earlier, has been monstrous this year. A big reason for OKC's win total this year. Outplayed his all-star teammate in Russell Westbrook. And then Anthony Davis, who puts, I don't know, big men to shame.
Yeah.
He's pretty ridiculous. And we've become accustomed, in the same way we've become accustomed to like Steph Curry hitting a 30-foot jumper, we've become accustomed to Anthony Davis being the most athletic human being there is.
He's like Optimus Prime with a jump shot.
It's silly.
He's king of
way too skilled for the size and his athleticism. He really is kind of the perfect player. So that would be my starting five. Obviously, there's a couple people that could have made it in there. You guys might. I don't know if you guys put them in.
So let's go with Ted's team.
The West. Steph tick, Harden tick, Bron tick. I had AD at the four and Jokic at the five.
Ooh.
Because someone's got to give him some love.
Okay. Now, I'm just writing these down. You had AD and then Jokic. I like that.
Thanks, mate.
What did you have, Olgan?
And I, even if I did,
I couldn't say. Like, what are we doing here?
Point guard, Refn Dury.
Yeah, okay, yes, yes.
James Softon.
Look, so like Steph Curry and James Harden make a lot of sense on those two guard spots, right?
Are you just going to like skirt around it? Steph Curry's a great player, as is James Harden.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, there's that. I like the idea of Bron. Let's write him down. Poor George. Awesome.
You sound like Huckabee.
Yeah. Okay, now, this is my dilemma, which is the last front court spot.
It's the toughest.
Because in my mind, the first four are essentially locks. Then I think
they're... You hear that, folks?
Essentially locks. Not...
Definitely.
Yep. So there are three names who I think could go in that last Western front court spot.
Tell us who.
Which is AD, Jokic, or Kevin Durant.
Ooh. Oh, I remember him.
Yeah. See, Kevin Durant is...
How don't I have KD in
shooting, is shooting the ball at a really high level. Just under 29 points a game.
Thank God.
Passing the ball pretty well, rebounding the ball well. Like, he's doing everything.
Yeah.
But we just forget about him because there's a lot of guys
who
would...
I didn't forget. I just thought Paul George has been better.
And also, they're coming... What are they, second? Game and a half behind the Nuggets, I think.
Right. So they're one of the best teams in the league.
And Steph wasn't there for ages. Clay didn't have a shot. Draymond was being Draymond. Like, he carried that team for a long time.
Yeah.
A team that's currently coming second. So I'm just going to change my vote. No, I'm joking. Jokic.
So do we think out of... I feel like everyone voted for... Steph Curry, James Harden, LeBron, Paul George. Do we feel like those should be locks?
I didn't have George.
You didn't have George. Of course, you didn't have George.
I just...
The first three, though. Steph Curry, James Harden, LeBron.
Absolutely. I went in there thinking I had to get Jokic in there.
Yeah. As in, that's the thing. I would love to put Jokic in, but it's very difficult.
Well, it's my list, so I can do whatever I want.
Oh, of course. whose list would you give me?
Yeah. No, it's... that is the toughest position, for sure, the five spot.
Yep. It really is. It's just the question of how much. What do you take into account? Do we want to reward wins, for example? If so, you know, you give the nod to KD and Jokic, or do we just reward performance? AD numbers wise and just ability wise is just incredible.
Well, if it's wins, AD isn't in there.
Correct.
Yeah.
So just how much are we valuing that?
You got to balance it. Like if someone is clearly one of the best players in the known universe, who cares what team he's on?
Right.
But when you do your NBA voting as just a pleb, like when me and Guardy vote.
Just you normies?
Oh, yeah. Like as a fan, I don't know. I've only done... Like 20 or something. I've only just selected Jeremy Lin every time.
Yeah. So.
As your front court in the West.
Like if Tobias Harris was in a better market, you know, he might make it. But
right. He's
the type of player that because his team isn't lighting the world on fire anymore, he'll struggle to get a spot. But
also, worth keeping in mind, as much as we were kind of shitting on the fan vote, it's worth 50%. So looking at those guys that we weren't sure, so Paul George, Davis, Jokic, and Durant. Paul George is in the third spot, Durant fourth, Davis fifth, and Jokic seventh. And the way this works is in like a weighted rankings sort of thing. So if George finishes third in the vote, that will carry over in the average of his rank throughout the fan vote, which is 50%, player vote 25%, and coach vote 25%.
So tell me this. So I'm looking, let's say for the sake of argument, let's get rid of Jokic from the conversation.
Okay, the guy I picked, sweet.
Yep. Now, let's say it's between Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis for that final front court spot.
I'll just leave.
Yep. So, like, let's say that's the case. You know, right now you've got Kevin Durant just under 200,000 votes ahead of him. So he'd edge him in the fan vote. Would AD win the player vote?
Yeah.
AD would totally win the player vote.
For, like, heaps of reasons.
For, like, most...
Or for at least two.
Just most reasons. And then comes the media vote, which I feel like would be split.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people with the illusion of integrity as well about themselves.
Did I say fan and... Did I say player and coach?
No, you know, you said player and media.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did I say?
I don't think I said that. You got it right. It's 50% for the fan vote, 25% for the media vote, 25% for the player vote. Okay. That is exactly what you said.
Ding.
We'll see.
So that'll be interesting to see that the fact that
the
player vote might swing this. I feel like it won't be the media vote. And then the fan vote could come in, could genuinely put a dude over the line.
I mean, Kobe always rubbed people the wrong way, but his talent always assured that he'd get in there. It's the same with KD.
KD ain't Kobe.
Oh, KD's good, but...
He's Kobe.
He's
they don't
good.
Love you like that.
Yeah, I just feel like Anthony Davis seems like a nice, like, cool dude. They would just be like, hey, Anthony. He'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
In that voice.
And in terms of players, like you'd rather, I'm guessing here, would rather play with AD than KD.
Potentially.
Right. So that's the West.
Mm.
That's going to be a...
I feel like the West is easier than the East in some respects.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
The first three spots are...
I think it's the same because in this one we kind of... We figured that the three spots were basically locks and then it was a decision between the next two.
Yeah.
I think there's a similar thing happening in the East.
Yeah. Yep.
Like what is your Eastern team right now?
Okay, so...
Eastern starters.
As much as we kind of spoke bad about him a bit earlier, I do have Kyrie Irving in there in one of the starting guard spots just because, I don't know, he's been one of the most productive players as a guard in the East. Among guards that haven't been very productive, I have Ben Simmons in there. I do. And then the three locks in my head are Kawhi Leonard, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Joel Embiid.
Okay. Ted?
Wait, who was your three?
Leonard.
Sweet.
Leonard.
Just let me scribble out my wrong answers. I forgot Kawhi Leonard, man.
You forgot Kawhi.
I've got him in fantasy.
Who is in your team?
Blake Griffin.
Oh, no.
Can I come back next week still? Or
no. Is this,
we're going to think of
it. It's been a good run.
So, wait. I'm very sorry. So, you had Ben.
Ben, Kyrie.
Ben, Kyrie, Kawhi.
Yeah.
And Giannis and Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't go first.
Man, you would have said Blake.
Yeah.
Blake.
I would have laughed in your face.
We've scored 44 points today.
Regardless.
Yes.
Embiid's a walk-up, obviously.
Who are your picks?
Huh?
Who are your starters?
It's your five.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought we just did that. It's not on it. Ben, Kyrie, Kawhi.
Hey.
Yeah. That's a strange way to spell Kawhi.
The Greek Freak and Joel Embiid.
Okay. So mine is, again, you're going to look at it.
Maybe.
No, look, so your three frontcourt guys as Kawhi, Giannis, and Joel seems about right, hey. But then it's just, I'm trying to work around.
Yours is
just more fluid than yours, mate. Yours isn't
loving this. He's loving it.
You know, as an official.
As someone who really, their opinion matters.
Okay, so, and then for me, there are two guard spots, and I think there are three players. And I'm genuinely still deciding between Oladipo, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons.
Okay.
Now, I genuinely don't know what.
This is my theory on the East guards, right?
Yeah.
Ben Simmons, in a weird way, is the only one out of, in my opinion, the viable East starters that isn't having a down season statistically and kind of performance-wise.
Yep.
You look at what Ben did last year and what he's doing now, pretty much the same thing. And what he was doing last year was historically great. So let's not just like put it down to like, oh, so he's still the same as he was when he was a rookie. Like he was a very good rookie.
His numbers are a little bit higher across the board.
Yeah.
Like the tiniest bit higher. But yeah.
I think he'll improve as the season goes on as well.
Right. He's just about the same, but like a little bit better.
As he did last year.
Right.
And he's on a very good Philadelphia 76ers team. He's not the only reason. Obviously, Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler help. You look at Kyrie Irving, though, he's averaging 22 points a game. I'm pretty sure that's below his career average or would be below what he was averaging in Cleveland. And yes, he's on a team with more, I guess, talent and scoring talent than he was in Cleveland, but like still statistically he's down. Victor Oladipo on a good Pacers team is averaging 19 points a game, which as a number one option, it doesn't really stand out to you as an all-star starter, for me at least.
Yeah.
You look at what Ben Simmons is providing on the court, both ends, as a playmaker, as a scorer, as a rebounder, as a defender. I think he deserves that spot. Just looking at from at least from last year to this year, I don't see how you earn a starting role if you've never been a starter, in like Oladipo's case, for example, by having a worse season than the one you had before. That doesn't make sense in my head.
Yeah. Kawhi, his career is 22, but his last
Kyrie or Kawhi?
Kyrie.
Yeah.
But in 16-17 and 17-18, he averaged 25 points and 24 points. That's where we've seen him over the last 3 years.
Yeah. See, I don't see how you like, I have him as a starter
because he's better than
what? I don't know how I don't know how you start a guy in an all-star team who's averaging 19 points a game, 19.8 points a game. That doesn't seem good enough as a starting point guard.
And
as a starting guard, sorry.
Right. And Ben Simmons contrary to that, is averaging about 16 a game, but 16, 9, and 9, yeah. basically.
Yeah. And Ben effectively Simmons is a triple double. He's owed an all star appearance as well. He should have been there last year when people started falling out, but the coaches just don't like picking rookies. Mm. So lucky Luka has a head start in this year's fan vote.
Yeah, I wasn't completely against not having him in there last year. I was surprised, but it wasn't like I don't think it was an egregious non pick even after all those.
But injuries. It was just obvious. By the end, it was like put him in. Like he deserves the spot. You're clearly picking him.
He's got a lot of weird storylines that cloud his abilities.
Mm.
Where so you know you last year was the fact that he's a rookie, but not a quote unquote real rookie. You also had the fact that he can't shoot,
missed his first season, and then suspect injury.
Right, and then those shooting issues carried over to this season as well. So I feel like that's what everyone's pointing to is what defines him.
Yeah.
Which is an issue because that hurts things like this. And it's like it's even clouded my mind where I think, am I biased to vote for him because I'm an Australian? And obviously I see him excel a lot.
He's an impressive basketball player, man.
There are other players. Like Kemba Walker's averaging 24.9 points a game, which like I'm a Kemba fan, but I still struggle to kind of put him as a starting as a starter in the All-Star game just because like the Hornets just really aren't that good.
They exist.
Yeah, yeah. Like...
He's also been a little bit down lately too.
Mm, yeah, he started the year very strong. And then there's like someone like Zach LaVine who's having a career year but for a team that doesn't win games.
But what would Kemba have to get to be like, okay.
I think for Kemba...
27 points or something, which is awesome.
We remember Monte Ellis averaging 25 a game or someone like Kevin Martin.
Yeah, that's
Martin
the thing.
He's averaged a lot of points too, but like, it's not that exciting and his team's not that good and...
Mm. But
I mean, you take that into account. When they're on a bad team, it's like, well, that's why you're scoring points. Who else is going to do it?
And Kyle Lowry, I think, could have been a potential starter if he didn't get injured. Now it's like his numbers aren't flashy and he hasn't been contributing.
He's back now, though, right?
He's back now.
He's back now, but he was out for quite a bit.
He's on my fantasy.
I think his season averages are, what, like 14 and 9 or something like that, which...
He started the fire... started the season on fire. He was playing, putting up career numbers over the first month. But, yeah, that injury slowed him down. But I think even before the injury, he hit a bit of a schneid.
Mm. No, he did. And then the other things to take into account is, you know, is what do you take into account? Like defense defense for all those guys. Ben Simmons is an elite defender. So is Oladipo. Kyrie Irving, he's a bit better, but he's not as much as those two.
It's not big enough.
Kyrie Irving and then, is not a good defender.
He's gotten better.
Yeah. He's not even in the
No one would say like, oh, he's a great defender. No, not at all.
I think Steph Curry's a better defender than Kyrie.
He is.
I agree with that. Guy's love affair for Steph Curry just became real.
It's been real for a while.
It's the other thing is, do you take into account watchability?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. It's an All-Star game.
So that's why, like, Kyrie...
That's why I pick Kyrie. I want to watch his handles.
Mm. Right, and that's why it makes sense picking Ben Simmons. That's obviously 100%. A tick for him because he's a 6'10" guard, arguably one of the best passers in the NBA. Like, he's a very good athlete.
Yeah.
He is made for an All-Star game.
Yeah. He'll also be fun in an All-Star game because he won't just, like... There's those dudes that come on and they're like, I want to score. Like Ben will like
give me the ball.
Ben will playmate the way he did in the international game last year.
It's his nature.
By the way, Kemba's third among guards in the fan vote, which depending on how like media and players vote, that could get interesting.
Yeah,
because Dwayne Wade is going to fall way down in both.
Can Dwayne Wade miss out with this many fan votes?
Yeah, yeah.
He can still miss out.
Yeah, because he won't be on anyone's list to start. Right.
Unless you're like 10 million.
Well, common sense enters the next stage of voting, so he's gone.
No, but I don't think the number of votes influences it. Your ranking in the top 10. So, yeah. Nah,
yeah, no media person in his or her right mind will and should vote for him. And the same with the players, unless you're Tyler Johnson or something.
Could Derek Rose get enough random votes to hang around?
Please, God, no.
He's in the two spot.
No. I don't think so.
50 burgers?
No, that would be a disgusting pick.
Sad.
And I really don't think, and he shouldn't be a bench player either.
No.
He likes D-Rose. Why doesn't, I get it.
It's just because he's been good. He's had a really good season. He hasn't had an all-star season.
It's a bench player.
It's the kind of thing where like Derrick Rose.
Yet Ogun will say he's a Hall of Famer.
Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
He's the youngest MVP of all time.
Yeah, and hasn't done anything since.
True. Boom, boom, boom. The only thing is the Hall of Fame for NBA's for basketball, sorry, is the bar's quite low.
But it's also Ouch. Derrick Rose is the youngest ever MVP. The impact on basketball in Chicago that he's had.
Yeah, no,
he's had one of the most popular shoes in history. There's a lot.
I like shoes.
There's a lot. I don't even like shoes.
Is that a real statement? Did you say one of the most popular shoes in history?
The D Roses.
Yeah,
I feel like the D Rose is one of the more popular brands in as in like basketball shoes.
Okay,
it's not like it doesn't go like Converse like, and like, and like Jordans and then like Louis Vuittons. No, it's just I'm talking basketball shoes.
Okay, get a bit of a tone there. We'll work on that.
Yeah, oh, you don't need to get all heated in your D-Row shoes that you're wearing right now.
No.
Is he?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just wearing some Nikes.
No, he's not, guys. He's wearing D-Rows.
That's why I've very clearly, like, vehemently said he shouldn't be in this team.
Yeah, which but is I like weird his, considering like you're wearing though. Your shoes.
Sure. Oh, I really want to start another conversation about D-Rows in the Hall of Fame and whether the things that he's accused of
We're not going to have that conversation. Everyone knows where
but
we stand.
But no, but I think that's an interesting conversation.
Okay.
Should people be inducted into Hall of Fames and whatnot if those sorts of things come out?
Pete Rose is the hit king. No baseball fans?
I don't understand this.
No, okay, so the dude with the most hits in MLB isn't in the Hall of Fame.
Why?
Yeah, he had a bit of a punt on some of the games.
Okay, so he cheated.
He also... Most of the time, he was trying to win if he's got the most hits.
If you bet on yourself, is that cheating? No. As in if you say, like, the top scorer in a game. Oh, and it kind of is, yeah.
That's how
it's illegal. It's not cheating.
Though. If you bet on, like, if you're Steph Curry and you put $1,000
in the
Warriors.
Hey, man, I bet on myself every day.
Shut up.
Every time I get out of bed.
Shut up.
You're going to win today.
This is what you say in the mirror, hey?
Yep.
Gaddy, how you doing? It's me again.
You look like a winner.
Are we still recording? We are, right?
I think basketball. the All-Star starters will be announced January 25 in Australia.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
Australia Day Eve, they call it.
No one calls it that. Australia Day, is that what that is?
Australia Day, 26th of January.
That's why the 25th would be Australia Day Eve.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Get it?
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. Do we have a conversation about Australia Day or? No, let's not do that here.
No.
Sure.
We like to end things on a high note. Positive note.
That's nice. That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us.
God.
It's been real. It's still just the three of us. Harrison and Tom are still overseas. They will be for some time.
If you haven't worked that out yet, come on, man.
I mean, if you're new to the podcast.
Yeah.
Harrison is coming, as is Tom.
Harrison and Tom are people who work with us, and as if you haven't.
Yes.
Sometimes they work.
Nah. Harrison works all the time, mate.
Harrison does.
Step Tom.
It's been real, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Wait, again? Nah, I'm not letting us finish, right? We haven't done this in a couple weeks, and I feel like it's important. If you are enjoying the pod.
Of course. Shit.
Please let us know via Twitter if you want to reach us at Fox Basketball. And if you really are enjoying the pod, please give us a rating because it helps us out on iTunes. Go listen to us on iTunes. I don't know where other things are. We're on Spotify?
We're on Spotify, we're on iTunes.
I feel like
we're
no one listens to a podcast on Spotify, though.
I think everyone listens on Wooshka.
Yeah, plus our bosses don't really take us seriously, so let's get those likes up. Oh, that's a joke.
That's a joke.
That was a joke.
We value our jobs. But yeah, give us a rating if you enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, tell us why. All right?
Thanks,
keep
guys.
It to yourself.
See you next week. Thanks, bye, guys. Basketball, wedding my 3-4, bag will come up shoes, wedding shoots are vibrant.